The Orlando shooting is raising questions about whether the lessons from the Boston Marathon bombings were learned. Massachusetts Congressman William Keating, who's a member of the Homeland Security Committee, reviewed security after the marathon bombings, and he found some shortcomings, particularly in the communication among law enforcement about bomber Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who the FBI investigated before the bombings but then closed the case on Tsarnaev. The committee issued a report about a year later and made several recommendations that were designed to improve security. We got in touch with Congressman Keating, and we started by asking him about the briefing he received yesterday regarding the Orlando shooting and the information that the shooter, Omar Mateen's wife, may have been involved.
Well, we're restricted in terms of what we can do in terms of speaking on classified parts. So what I'll do is comment on the things that have become public, and that, in fact, has become public. There's information that she had an awareness of what he was doing. There's been information in the public venue where she had been driving him around. There's also been information that surfaced that he had gone to Disney World, as well as going to the Pulse nightclub, so that I would suspect that there's possible charges that could be brought against his wife. Mm-hmm. Yet the public indications are that she's cooperating.
The Orlando attack is being compared to the Boston Marathon bombings. In both cases, attackers were known to the FBI at some point, and yet were still able to commit this type of violence. In Omar Mateen's case, investigated by the FBI for 10 months because of comments he made, apparently threatening violence. And after the marathon bombings, you were part of the group that spent a year reviewing security and what happened. And your group determined several things after that year. Among them, it found weaknesses in communication about security issues and problems with information sharing between federal and local law enforcement. So this Orlando incident raises the question, has anything changed since the marathon bombings in terms of security, and were the steps taken that were supposed to be taken here?
Yeah, the investigation took place in 2013 and the interview in 2014. So that was before we finished with our analysis, before it became public in 2013.
The investigation of Omar Mateen. I just want to make sure that's clear.
No, the interview that he had. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, it's important, and it's one of my personal, and I think it's shared with the members of the Homeland Security Committee, that we want to find out how much information was shared. How far did it go down with law enforcement? There was communication with law enforcement, but how far did that go? And how far, in terms of cooperation during that period, did they deal with local people to get information? One of the big issues that I feel has to be addressed is this. In our report after the Boston Marathon bombing, one of the difficulties is you have to end, you know, the investigation at a certain point. When that ends, we paraphrase this as case closed. All the information gets shut off from other authorities. And one of the questions that I want to pursue, and maybe if it's necessary, bring legislation forth on, is even when these cases are closed, if someone's on the watch list, which he was on, shouldn't there be some kind of alarm or trigger, even when the case is closed, when he is purchasing weapons, right, and assault weapons? To me, it would be very important that somehow those investigators, even with the case closed, had that information that he was purchasing guns about a week before this.
There's a lot of debate about that, and the National Rifle Association is saying that this isn't about guns, that perhaps this man should have been investigated for the violent comments that he made, that the FBI investigated, and there should have been a thorough investigation of that.
It's very easy to look in hindsight, and I don't take the attitude, and I don't think our committee does, in trying to undertake these investigations to assess blame, but to find out what was missed and what could happen. That's the way it should be approached, not the way the NRA leader was saying it should be approached. And the other thing that I think is just inescapable is this. Our greatest danger still is with the lone wolves, people that are Americans that are already here, that have become radicalized. They don't have to go over the borders. They know how to assimilate into scenes and can penetrate undetected because they know how to move in, move out of crowds without raising suspicion.
Congressman William Keating, member of the Homeland Security Committee, thanks so much.
Thank you.